At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The thing about what you've just seen there, James, what I was commentating on was, it was kind of like a parcel delivery had been made, and here it is the trophy. So it's an impromptu trophy presentation. Yeah. So congratulations on that.
We're going to do the proper one on Sunday at the Garmet.
I mean, that was a nice moment for the team to finally get their hands on the trophy, and it was also nice for the visiting fans who come home and away to 100%. Be part of that. So that was good. But first things first. Big congratulations.
Thank you.
We needed a point. We ended up getting three.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Over the moon. Listen, mate, it's been a stressful year this year. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't think I did anything at work today. Kind of just sat around. I watched Tranmere a few times. Like, I watched a bunch of their footage and the footage from the first game. And I was just I couldn't get my head in anything else. So it was I thought we battered them today, to be fair. We were a bit nervous in the final third, though. I don't know how many chances we had, how many sitters we missed, like, from in the six-yard box, how many times we missed. But I think that's just nerves. Like, I think if we played another team and there's not that big pressure on, I think that's the third, fourth game in the season, we beat them, like, 6-7, 8-0. Like, that's, but I think people knew the pressure was on. It was a must kind of put a big performance. I said to them, listen, if you get a point and we play Mint, I'm happy. If we get 3 points, like, yeah, we've won the league, but do we want to win it like that? So even at the end there, they were like, do we take it to a corner flag? I said, stick it in. And everyone's like, what do you mean, stick it in? I went, well, we need a point. We're already one up, so stick it in. And listen, I ran off cheering because I thought Emily Marsh had scored. The ball doesn't go in the net, and then Liv Smith pops up and bangs it in. So absolutely buzzing, mate. I'm ecstatic. It's been a long season, and the girls and all the staff deserve that. And all the fans as well, like yourselves, everyone who helps out. It's been brilliant to see it.
The thing that was missing on Sunday's game was an early goal.
Yeah.
And Dixon got that early goal. And it was the story of the first half. Flanagan driving through the middle. Battle and Dixon there offering an option. But to score 3 minutes in, that settles the nerves a bit. Like you say, we could have scored a couple more in that first half. Wasn't to be. But Flanagan and Dixon have been superb tonight.
The game plan today, like, was, we knew the size of the pitch. We'd done some research. It was quite short. And it was, I know that they like to drop off and they don't engage. So I just said, listen, play feet. You might have seen, I was screaming, play feet. We kept trying to play it in behind. I was like, well, I don't know what you're doing. The whole game plan was get Flanagan on the half turn, drive at the defence, make them commit. And we've seen it over and over again. And I think Chelsea would be disappointed today that, like, she didn't get a couple of goals. But fair play to Libby Dixon. Like, she's been my player of the season. Like, and you know what? When we finished early on Tuesday night training, Libby stays on for 30 minutes after banging in free kicks on her own. Stood there. I put the wall up. I was messing around. I was trying to tell her to kick a ball, even though she's better than me. We did a load of work, and everyone else is gone. She sat there. And when she stepped up today, I said, mate, she's going to bang this in. And, mate, she absolutely arrowed it.
Now, I spoke to you earlier because we're doing the logistics for the end of season awards, and I need to get you a video of the goal selections for goal of the season and stuff. And I was like, there's no VO camera here.
No.
That's the goal of the season.
We've got it on footage. We've got footage.
Someone got in touch and let us know. I mean, that is such a wonderful goal. It's so brilliant.
It's we needed that goal as well to come out. We obviously we conceded, but listen, I said Chloe Ainsworth hadn't kicked a ball for 3 months or so, and she's come in and done an absolute solid for us today. Like, she's come in. I said to the defenders, I said, don't put Chloe under pressure. I said, you haven't been playing together for months. I said, so you're not going to be on the same wavelength. And there was a bit of a mix up at the back, but we all looked at each other and said, listen, that was going to happen, but we've just got to score. We've got to score more, and that's been the toll of our season. Like, teams might score against us. We have got a good defence, but we'll outscore you. And Libby Dixon steps to that free kick, and it, fair play though, because it was quite central. The keeper's thinking Kirsty Chambers is going to bang it, and Libby Dixon's just going to have a bit of that. And it's a perfect free kick in a perfect moment. And I think that was a big turning point in the game when she put that in. It kind of knocked the steam out of them a little bit.
So, congratulations. We've done it. About a year or so ago, we were speaking in Liverpool about relegation.
Yeah.
We're straight back. We've come here, short notice, scored 3 goals, 2 really good goals as well, I should add, and we've won the league title. It's been a good Thursday.
Mate, it's been spot on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been really
nice. I'm absolutely buzzing. It's been a... We were looking at this fixture when it got put in midweek and we were like, should we do it? And I just said, listen, let's get it done. Let's get it done. Like, no one wants to wait. Kirsty Chambers is on the phone to me at like 4 o'clock today going, I might just leave to go there now. And I was like, I might come with you. Mate, I passed her on the motorway and we followed each other in and we were like, we were early. Because we're eager. No one, the group today, the WhatsApp group is, it's been firing since about 7 o'clock this morning all day. And I said to them today, I said, listen, it's not about, like, everyone, we know how we play. Like, we know what we do. Like, we're at this point, like, we're at the business end of the season. You don't need tactical advice from me at this point. It's just about who wants it. And I could tell by the group today, they wanted it. And every single player who played minutes today, they all played out the skin. They all played amazing. And they lifted us at certain points. So, buzzing for every single player in that changing room.
Yeah, big congratulations, James. Big thank you for joining us after an epic evening.
Thank you.
Big congratulations. We go again.
We go again on Sunday.
You will see you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.